does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the County Council hearing, council will defer action on the application. In those cases, the County Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations to County Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the P&Z Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2183. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage facility with outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.167 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Broadkill Road, Route 16, approximately 0.33 miles west of Reynolds Road. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 26.07. The 911 address is 14374 Clyde's Drive in Milton. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 22nd of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record. At the time of that meeting, the Planning Commission recommended for a deferral for further consideration. They have not made a recommendation as of yet. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here or a representative of the applicant? Is there anyone here on behalf of Brent and Lisa Hershey? Anyone here? Mr. President, possibly we can hold this one over to the end of the hearings today to see if someone is running late.
Sure, that's fine.
And the next one then in order would be conditional use number 2184, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This would be an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acre, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Jimtown Road, approximately 0.32 miles south of Beaver Dam Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 11, Parcel 15. The 911 address is 322 260 Jimtown Road in Lewis. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 22nd of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record, including some agency comments. There were a number of people who spoke in opposition to this application. At that meeting, the commission deferred for the consideration, and as of this time, they have not made a recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. President, members of council, my name is Larry Pfeiffer. I'm an attorney in Lewis, Delaware. 1201B Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware. That is, and I have the pleasure of representing the applicant in this matter. The graphic, I suppose, has been placed on the board. What my client proposes is a business or commercial use of this property, which is, as indicated, presently zoned AR residential. It's GR residential. As indicated on the previous submissions, in the front portion of this property that is closer to Jimtown Road, there is an existing building. It's a actually was a two-bedroom residence, which was previously rented, but is no longer rented and is presently vacant, I believe. And in the rear of the toward the rear of the property, there is a pole building. My client operates a business which is headquartered elsewhere, that just down the road, that is engaged in the contracting snow removal and landscaping business. The proposed use for this conditional use is that equipment used in that business would be stored in the pole building. The equipment would be there would be no exterior outside storage of equipment. There would be an office use of the residence house located on the property, and in connection with the use of the pole building for storage of the vehicles, it would involve employees coming to the property at approximately 7 a.m. and leaving the property to pick up the equipment, items of equipment, and leaving to go on their various jobs elsewhere, and then returning at approximately 6 o'clock in the evening. That use would be for 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, at least, unless you, council sees otherwise and chooses to limit it beyond that. As I said, the equipment would be stored indoors. There would not be any of these, I don't know what they're called, backup beepers that you occasionally hear from heavy equipment. The vehicles would be parked so that when they leave in the morning, those noises would not be emanated from the property. On one side of the property, there is a parcel which is vacant. On the other side, and I believe that's the to the right of the property, facing, looking in from Jimtown Road. And as, I see it's, there's indicated there is a house on the, and it looks like in a an exterior building located on the property to the left of our property. My client would anticipate this use of this property as a neighbor-friendly property. There would be no signs erected, and any lights would be in the nature of security lights located at the house and the pole building. In filing this application, my client is simply trying to do the right thing and make sure that he's in compliance with any intended use before he uses it that way. And so we submit, also I would note that there should not be any substantial or additional traffic as a result of this application, as indicated in the letter which was generated to Ms. Cornwell by DelDOT, which indicates, and I quote, traffic impact will be negligible, and we do not recommend that the applicant be required to perform a TIS. We respectfully submit that this is a reasonable and beneficial use for the property involved, and ask that for your favorable consideration. With me this morning are, or this afternoon rather, are Sam Connors, a family member of the applicant, and Kevin Smith from the Kircher Group, which did the engineering and surveying work. We invite any comments or questions that you might have.
Any questions from council?
It's landscaping and snow, right?
Yes, sir.
Is the, landscaping, debris, or any of that, all the equipment's going to be stored in a hole?
Correct.
What about those, the rest of the stuff?
There will be no storage of materials of any kind, landscaping or otherwise.
And are you planning any fencing or anything like that?
I do not believe so at the present time. No, sir.
Any additional buildings?
No, sir.
That's all the questions you have?
Thank you.
Will there be any chipping or grinding anything on that property?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah,
just
right.
The plan calls for a disposal. What would the nature of that field be?
I believe, sir, that that is an existing disposal field for the septic system. There is a mound type septic system existing. Yes. Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir. No, sir. There is an existing on-site septic system, which is, I guess, the DENREC required that they put, whenever it was done, I'm sure to service the house that's on the property.
It's labeled disposal field, which seems a little strange. Yeah.
I can understand. Sure, I can understand the confusion there.
More questions, again? Question.
Mr. Pfeiffer, do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. If you have a seat, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir?
Good afternoon. Do I need to sign in first?
Yes, if you can give us your name.
Good afternoon. I'm Gerald Allen. I'm the resident of 32273 Jimtown, Delaware. I know that this property is next door to my mother's property, which is 32270 Jimtown Road. As you can see, that this is a residential area. We were, I guess, pleased with some of the improvements that has been made on Jimtown Road with the sidewalk, the street lights, septic and sewer. Because of the septic and sewer, we have sidewalks, and that made the road narrower than what it used to be. Two cars can barely ride through Jimtown Road without touching. If you have two trucks, regular pickup trucks, those two trucks' mirrors will touch. Since we've had the sidewalks installed to Jimtown Road and the new mailboxes, there have been a number of mailboxes knocked down because the road is too narrow. To have a business in Jimtown, which is a residential area, has been that way since time for me, over 50-some years, I think that would be detrimental to the area. We oppose this petition in terms of having a business in the neighborhood. I think that is zoned right now residential as opposed to commercial, and we would like to keep it that way. Now, I'm not opposed to the petitioner because I do know him. He's a neighbor. His property is right next to another property that we own as well, 32306 Jimtown Road. But we are opposed of changing this zoning, if you have to change the zoning, and we're opposed to making this property commercial because it is a residential area. And again, it's close to my it's right next door to my mother's property. She's a 92, going on 93-year-old person, and I think that it would be detrimental to Jimtown. And that is, I spoke before at the meeting that took place during the evening. It's very difficult to try to get here during the day to try to be here. So I do appreciate this opportunity to be here in terms of opposing this. I'm just one person here, but I can tell you the community and is opposed to this as well. I'm sure that you've heard that there are other businesses or other signs up in the neighborhood that may be in the neighborhood. They don't bring the traffic that this business brings. Sure, you might have heard, and I just came in, that there's something that the guy said, tax man, he's not doing any business. This here is going to bring a lot of traffic into our area because if the business starts at 7 o'clock, I don't know too many people who starts work at 7 o'clock and arrive at 7. You want them to arrive early. So that's going to create a problem in the neighborhood. As I said before, with the roads being narrow, and I'm sure there's a study that can be done or has been done, you look at the number of mailboxes that's been knocked down as a result of the smaller street. So again, we are, the citizens of Jimtown, oppose this application. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. Burton?
One more question.
Question.
Yes, sir, Mr. Burton.
How many trucks are in this business? How many trucks are we operating right now?
You're talking about four. Four trucks.
And so there'd be four trucks there, and then the trucks would leave, and the employee cars would be there?
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes, sir.
Are you the snowplows?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, that
probably
not be working too much.
I doubt it. At least not for a while, sir.
Ready to go walking.
Any more questions? Any more questions? Yes, Mr. President, I believe that we've asked both the people pro and con to speak, and we can close the public hearing. At this point, the record would remain open for the purpose of receiving planning and zoning recommendations since no recommendation has been received at this point.
We will close the public hearing. The record will say open until we hear from planning and zoning with a recommendation. And Mr. Moore, if you read a short title, I'm sure we have a motion to defer.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for equipment storage to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acres more or less.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Defer.
Second, Mr. Burton to defer. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. And if I could point out, Mr. President, under our new rules, and as I read at the beginning, once we do get the recommendation from planning and zoning, there will be a period of 5 days for the public to comment in writing to any of the recommendations made by planning and zoning.
Correct.
Okay, the next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use 2185. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily 2 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 3.4516 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Short Road and Anderson Corner Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 4, Parcel 42. The 911 address is 21167 Short Road, Harbison. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 22nd of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted to the record, including agency comments. At that meeting, they deferred for further consideration. At this time, the Planning Commission has not made a recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant or representative of the applicant here today? Is the applicant or representative of the applicant here?
That'd be a no.
Again, seeing none. Mr. President?
We got one more we can do. We'll try
that's
that.
That's right. We'll do that. Okay, the next item is conditional use number 2187. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for motor vehicle sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek, 100, Sussex County, containing 0.1657 acre, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of North Poplar Street and Old Sailor Road. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 12.18, Parcel 51. The 911 address is 31016 North Poplar Street in Laurel. Staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 22nd of this year. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record, including comments from agencies. At that time, they deferred for further consideration. At this time, there is no recommendation. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here on behalf of the applicant? Anyone here? Are you the applicant?
Yes.
Yes. Come forward, please. And if you give us your name and address and make your presentation.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, my name is Daniel Austinville. I'm here to present for 31016 North Poplar Street in Laurel, Delaware. So, yes, I'm just coming for what I've been doing and in this place. So I would like to use it like for small selling car, like on this lot. So I make everything, it's really like I have the office out here and the parking lot is already set, everything. So, you know, I just make sure I just do it legal to come in. That's what I'm here today.
Okay. Is there an existing entrance on the property from the roadway?
Yes.
And you say existing parking, is the structure existing as well?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Mr. Hudson.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
How many cars do you propose to have on the lot at one time?
Just 3 or 5, so not more than 5.
Not more than 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I rode by yesterday, and I know there's always, for a while, there's been a big sign up there, barbecue. You got a big barbecue truck. I guess you go out and fix barbecues and that kind of stuff. And
oh, yeah. I
have it all sits there. Where's that truck going to go?
The truck is going to be parked where you see. Like, I have to park it, like, right there, and the car, like, lot sale gonna be on the other side because This truck, I can move it anytime, going anywhere. It's a trailer.
You have, I guess my question is, are you doing barbecues there too?
Yes, I do a barbecue every Saturday.
Okay, so you do barbecue there, and then you, again, another question would be, if the trailer or truck were sitting there, and against the other fence, I saw two cars parked there, I guess, yesterday, but you could park three or four cars.
No, I'm going to remove the other car there.
Where, is that where you're going to park the cars you want to sell, though, on that
yeah,
side?
Yeah, yeah.
Where will the customers park?
Yeah, because
it's gonna be a lot.
Yeah, what that's why I don't, I'm not gonna be doing put much lot of car. Like if I put three car there and I sell one and I gonna be replaced, I'm not gonna be doing like lot of car. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
So well, that's why I see this space is really not much space. That's why my recommendation is not to keep too much car there.
I mean, I guess one of my concerns is you have cars there for sale. You've got the barbecue trailer sitting there. You're selling barbecue. They got to park somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, there's not much lot there. I'm just concerned about the parking of what you're going to sell, the barbecue trailer sales, and where everybody's going to park. But that's, I guess that's, something, guys, that's something that the site plan, give us that thing.
Yes, that would be done. The location of the parking, if approved by county council, there will be a site plan that will be required, and they'd have to show the location of the parking on the site plan at that.
Okay. It's concerned me that there's at least going to be two businesses there.
And you could always, if you so choose to approve, designate which spaces would be for the vehicles that would be for sale and which spaces would be for the customers. So there would be designated parking for both.
Now I assume, I'm going to make a wild guess here, I'm going to assume this AR1 land that he's got a condition or something for his barbecue sales?
It does not.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
So we're asking for car sales only, no repair.
No repair.
And we don't have a conditional use for the barbecue, right? So we're not asking for a barbecue, and we never have, right?
Yeah.
So the barbecue is just kind of being a barbecue, an illegal barbecue for lack of a better word, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask for a barbecue and a car lot? Right? Because
yeah,
that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to handle it.
Is there
a
such
non-conforming barbecue?
So I believe from the Planning Commission minutes, it did state that there has been previous to Mr. Austinville owning the property, that there have been previous commercial uses for the property, but we don't have a record of an eating establishment for the conditional use.
I assume the conditional use to have the barbecue.
Correct.
I
mean, or he could request a change of zone.
They walk up to the side of the trailer and they buy whatever they're going to eat, barbecue something, and either eat it there or sit in their car and eat it or take it with them. Or
correct.
Got to
or buy a new car.
Or buy a car to eat it. Whatever, that'll work too. Yeah, that'd be a good thing. But I mean, he actually needs two things.
Correct.
Can you amend it?
No, because of the way the short title was written and the information that was requested at the time of the application was for the motor vehicle sales.
Motor vehicle sales only. But you do understand that to sell, to have a barbecue trailer and sell barbecue at that site, you need some kind of a company permission to do that. You just can't park that on AR1 land and start selling barbecue.
Yeah, so I'm trying to avoid like doing on a Saturday, like see if I can just not open for call and I can be do this during the barbecue.
Okay, well maybe something.
How many years have you been barbecuing? How long have you been barbecuing there?
It's about I think I'm in 5 weeks now. Every Saturday.
That's Charlie's business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can say you're correct.
Yeah, the town really liked it. They enjoyed it. So they.
I think there might be also an opportunity. I have to triple check the code for a temporary removal vendor for the food for the. I think this could qualify for that to address it for between March and November.
Okay. Because you, I assume you do take that same sometimes places and set up the barbecue at a different site. Do you move it at all?
The vehicle.
Yeah, the barbecue.
The barbecue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been doing for the church.
Sure.
Yeah, sometime
so you
take it, I go.
You go somewhere,
yeah,
the barbecue,
yeah.
Come back. So it's not all done just there.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Good. Any more questions from council? If not, did you have anything else to add, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you. You can have a seat.
Thank
is
you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Please, yes.
Yes, please. Anyone else in favor of this application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. We will have to keep the record open for the recommendation from P&Z.
We'll close the public hearing and ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for motor vehicle sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 0.1657 acre, more or less.
Motion. To, Mr. Wilson makes a motion to defer.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carried. We're going to defer. Now, is anybody here for conditional use 2183 or 2185?
The office did reach out to them. They were on their way. They thought they were going to be about 25 minutes, and that was about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that's both of them?
The second one from 2185, we were not able to reach anyone for that application. But 2183, they were on their way.
Okay. we can recess for a few minutes, I guess, and we'll... let's not do that. So you figure they should be here by quarter after?
They should be, yes. Based on what they informed staff, that they would be here within 25 minutes, and they should be here any moment now.
Okay. Entertain a motion to recess until 2:15.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in recess until 2:15. To see if our first applicant shows up.
Turn the lights on.